It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Welcome to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm your host, Rodney Lear. It's our annual Christmas wish list edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. And I have my family once again. This is an annual tradition. They are hanging out with me here in the studio. Good morning, family. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas,
everyone.
All right. So if you don't remember, I have my wife here in the studio, Gwen. How are you, babe?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I have my youngest son, Tay. What's going on, Tay?
Hello.
All right. And my mom is hanging out with us. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Rodney. Glad to be here.
All right. And my oldest son is hanging out with me, Jay. Hey, Jay. What's going on?
Nothing much.
All right. Good. Now, first of all, let's talk about what has changed for you guys. We've been doing this show for several years, maybe 5 or 6 years now. What has been the biggest change in your life since we last did the show? Now, Mom, we had you on very briefly for the Mother's Day show, and you were in Florida. So we didn't have you in the studio this Mother's Day, this past Mother's Day. You were in Florida at a wedding for my niece, which is your granddaughter, right? You had to travel. You do a lot of traveling now in your retirement. Mom is retired now. How many years?
Six.
Six years. So how's retirement going?
Retirement is relaxing, relaxing, relaxing.
All right, good. That's good. All right, Gwen, since we last did the show last year, what's been the biggest change or the most exciting change in your life? What's been going on with you?
Okay, working more now and the challenges of trying to get the boys to school and get them to practice and get off work and flying across town. It gets a little crazy on the weekdays.
Okay. And this is all because, and the biggest change is because you used to be a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
And you're back in the workforce.
Yes. So it's hard to take off my son got practice and this one got to be here and this one got to be there.
Yeah. We got too many sports and too many activities for these boys.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Tay, what's been the biggest change in your life?
Well, one of the biggest changes has definitely been like applying and getting ready to go to high school.
All right. Yeah. So there's a lot of work and applications involved with getting into Catholic high school. So you're currently in the eighth grade. You're looking to go to the ninth grade next year. And I have my oldest son, Jay. He is in the ninth grade. So tell me about the most exciting changes in your life since we last did the show, Jay.
Starting high school and joining the marching band. Probably been my biggest change since last year. It's a lot of hard work. We practice 3 days a week, and trying to balance that with school has been really hard.
All right. Well, we're all adjusting to it. Now, let's talk very briefly. So I'm going to talk to Mom and Gwen probably about this. Let's talk about shopping for Christmas, all right? What kind of holiday shopper are you? Are you a Black Friday shopper, a Christmas Eve shopper, or a year-long hoarder?
I'm a year-long hoarder, if possible.
Okay, and so what does that look like?
It is starting the day after Christmas when you see sales and you can like, oh, I can use this next year. So I used to have a gift closet. Well, now it's probably a gift drawer.
All right, Mom, for you, are you a Black Friday shopper, Christmas Eve shopper, or a year-long hoarder?
Actually, none of the above.
Okay.
I'm an online shopper. I shop through Amazon.
Okay.
Which I get my granddaughter to shop through Amazon for me.
So she's a secondhand Amazon shopper.
It's not like
you don't really shop for the stuff. She goes to my niece and says, hey, this is what I want.
This is what I want.
Order it for me.
Order this for me.
All right.
That's correct.
That's how you work the system. Go ahead, Mom.
And plus, I make it easy on myself. If I don't do that, gift cards. Okay. Everybody gets a gift card. Easy for me.
All right. So let me ask all of you guys this now. Who's the most difficult person to shop for on your Christmas list?
I always find men and boys are more difficult to shop for.
Okay, so you...
Girls are easy for me.
All right. Tay?
I would say my mom, because, you know, she really likes all that expensive stuff like Michael Kors and everything.
Tay, I'm on board with you. Yeah, mom is the most difficult person to shop for, so she likes name brand. But she loves purses, so she's not name brand everything, but she loves a good handbag. Is that right, babe?
Yeah.
Okay,
all right. Jewelry.
All right, so Gwen, who's the most difficult person to shop for on your list?
Myself.
So you buy yourself.
I admit it, I am.
For me, of course, it's you. Because I've tried to go with buying you clothes, it didn't fit right, you don't like it. Do you ever see me wear anything like that? This is the attitude I get back. And so, yeah, I'm not a grandma yet. Why did you buy me this, right?
Yes. But you've been with me for like 27 years. I would think you would know some of the things I like.
Well, you can never go wrong with a handbag, and you like perfume, so I'm always, those are the go-to things.
Oh, I ain't get it.
I do every once in a while. All right, Jay.
Chopping for you is the most hardest.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
You know, sometimes I just don't know what to get you.
All right, well, you know, I'm just like Grandma said, give me a gift card, and I'm good, all right? All right, one more question. So if you could spend the day in one store, which store would it be?
Ooh. I like Macy's. Macy's is my favorite place to shop.
All right. Mom would stay at Macy's, sleep in the beds there at night, right?
Right.
Spend the whole day there, right? Tay.
I would stay in Sam's because there's plenty of food there I could eat.
All right, Gwen, what store would you stay in if you could? If you had to spend the night in one store all day, what store would it be?
Oh, my God. It'd probably be Tiffany's and just try on all the jewelry and sit there and sparkle.
All right. Is that your final answer?
Okay. Between Tiffany's and Louis Vuitton and Kenwood Mall.
All right. Jay, what store would you spend all day in?
I would probably stay at Chipotle.
And just hang out eating tacos and burrito bowls all day.
Yep.
All right. Well, that leads us to our first guest this morning. Again, it's our annual Christmas wish list show. I have my family here in the studio with me, and your chance to win all the prizes that we put on our wish list. For more information, you can go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and look for the Enter to Win icon. Now, we're going to start with me, the item that I put on our Christmas wish list, which involves socks. And so me and my wife, Gwen, we've had our sock feud. So she she has been sneaking in my drawer. I don't know if sneaking. Is sneaking the right word, babe?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's been sneaking in my drawer, getting my dress socks. And I'm like, what? I know I had these pair of socks. So she's been sneaking in there.
They're not dress socks.
They are dress socks.
No, they're just socks with stuff on them.
Okay, so she likes my socks, my design socks. So I said to her, so what I did is I went out and bought her some really girly socks with donuts and pink fairies and all kinds of
things.
And cats and dogs. And that was a hint to stay out of my sock drawer.
They're really cute socks. And at first I didn't get it. Like, why is he buying me socks? Like, he would come on like, oh, look what I found you. And I was like, why? And about the third time it clicked, like, oh, he want me to stay out of his sock drawer. So I was like, okay, fine. So he keep giving me socks now.
Oh,
and they're really cute, but
uh-huh.
So I wear my own socks and stay out of his sock drawer. Yeah.
I think she's finally getting it. All right. So our first guest this morning is from Conscious Step. He is the co-founder. It's our pleasure to welcome Prashant Mehta to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, in terms of giving back, and the company that you co-founded is all about giving back, but I understand that your mother taught you the importance of giving back as a child. How so?
Yeah, you know, from a young age, we grew up a lower middle class family, and we never really had much. But, you know, my mom always reminded me that, you know, whatever we had, we needed to be grateful for, and that there were always people worse off than us. And the way she did that was by every week when she gave me my lunch money or my allowance, she made it habitual for me to donate to a different charity each time to learn, you know, about different impacts around the world and make giving back more routine and part of my lifestyle as opposed to a good act, but more a routine action that needed to be done by people to take responsibility and really put gratitude in perspective for me.
Okay, now you are the founder of one of the founders of Conscious Step. What led to your decision to start that company in particular, and why socks?
Yeah, you know, I'd spent a lot of time doing microfinance work in my early 20s, and I'd also spent a lot of time designing unique Nike shoes that I always wanted a unique way to stand out. Really, one from socks being an industry with not much brand loyalty, but an industry that has a lot of issues surrounding it. There's not much products produced with sustainability in mind. If you look at the packaging, it's very rare you see socks made in fair trade working conditions, made with organic cotton. You know, I feel like it was an industry that needed more awareness and something that everyone could benefit from.
Okay. Now, the socks, they all support a global issue. Now, tell us some of the issues that these socks, they support. So when we buy the socks, we're supporting a cause.
Correct. So We based the company around the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals in mind, which are 17 goals designed by the UN with intentions of getting rid of poverty by 2030. And what we've tried to do is partner with organizations who are making an amazing direct impact and who can you know, show our customers what a difference they're making through conscious steps. So we've partnered with the UN Violence Against Women Foundation, Trees for the Future to plant trees, Oceana to protect the oceans, Conservation to protect the rainforest and endangered species, Action Against Hunger for Food, Room to Read for Education. So we have about 13 nonprofit partners.
And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to our annual Christmas Wishlist Show. My family has joined me here in the studio, and we have put items on our Christmas wishlist, and you have a chance to win them all. For more information, you can reach out to us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now, and look for the Enter to Win icon. On the phone with me now is Prashant Mehta. He is the co-founder of Conscious Step. Now, what are some of the biggest challenges for you and your team in terms of manufacturing these socks? Because you talked about being environmentally friendly, environmentally conscious. That has to be a challenge for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, it took us over 2 years to get to the point of, you know, being aligned with the certifications and doing the work we do. Most of the socks we buy today are, you know, manufactured in sweatshop-style labor around the world, primarily in China. And that was everything we didn't want our brand to be associated with. So we've reached out to over 100 manufacturers, and in the process, we found a few that are more sustainably focused, that are already certified by the organic textile certification standard, by Fair Trade, by Vegan, you know, global standards that really primarily focus on the quality of your supply chain and the way people are being treated across the supply chain and the environmental impact of the supply chain. Those are the three most important components when developing our supply chain that we really have to align with, because it's pointless to give back to nonprofits and, you know, be creating carbon footprints or harming children in the process of making those products. You know, some of the non-toxic dyeing standards we hold ourselves accountable to really make it a lot more odor resistant, a lot higher quality, and, you know, not necessarily a product you need to wash as often as you might some of your other socks.
Look at that. Now, what's it like for you to see the results of your efforts, the fruits of your labor, to see the impact your company is making in the lives of the people, the children, and the families? What is it like for you to see the results?
So over the past 2 years, we've raised a little over $300,000 for affiliated nonprofit partners. Conscious Step really exists to create awareness for social issues. I've always felt that the first step towards making a difference in this world is actually understanding the issue. And once we can make more people aware of the issues that surround people and planet, the more we can work together to be part of the solution.
All right. So it's our annual Christmas Wishlist Show, and you're offering one lucky listener a special giveaway. Tell us about that giveaway, if you will.
Yeah. You know, whatever our favorite collection box that they'd like on our site, we have a range of story boxes on the site. So we have a wild animals box for penguins, polar bears, and elephants, I believe. And then we have a winter holiday box. We have a planet story box for oceans, trees, and rainforests. We have a basic needs box for education, hunger, and water. So just to check out the site and pick their personal favorite story box.
And where can they go to find out more about the socks that you guys offer?
Everything is available on ConsciousStep.com, ConsciousStep.com. They can always learn more about our nonprofit partners and everything on the website as well.
All right. And if our listeners, if they would like to win this Conscious Collection box of socks, all they have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and look for the Enter to Win icon. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it. And all the best to you and your company for what you're doing.
Thanks, Rodney. Thank you so much for having me.
And again, all morning long, it's our annual Christmas Wishlist Show. We're putting items on our Christmas Wishlist. I'm joined by my wife, Gwen, my two sons, Jay and Tay, and my mom. And we're putting items on our Christmas Wishlist. And you have a chance to win each and every item that we feature. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Like us there and look for the Enter to Win icon. Again, that was my pick for the Christmas Wishlist. What's coming up next, son?
Coming up next, our dog Milo gets in on our Christmas wish list and find out how we are paying it forward this holiday season. Plus, your chance to win. That's coming up as Sunday Morning Magazine Christmas Wishlist Show continues next.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.